It was just before the last fierce charge, when two soldiers drew their in with a clasp of the hand and a parting word they might never meet again. Oh, one had blue eyes and sunny curls. Now indeed, but a month ago, red were his cheeks and down on his chin. He was only a boy, you know. But the other was dark with a sterling pride. Though his fate in this world was dim, and he only trusted his mother and those who were all the world to him. They had ridden together for many the race, and had rode for many a mile, and always before they'd faced her foe with a calm and a cheerful smile. Oh, but now they looked in each other's face with an awful ghastly gloom, and a dark-steered man was the first that spoke. "Saint Charlie, my hour has come. Oh, we'll ride together down the hill and leave you right back again. You must promise a late hell trouble to take for me when I am slain. Oh, you'll find a fair face on my breast. I will wear it in the fight. She has blue eyes and sunny curls, and a smile like the morning bright. Like the morning bright was her love for me. She had gladdened my lonely life, and what cared I for the powers of fate? And she promised she'd be my wife. Oh, write to her, Charlie, when I am gone, and send back that fair, fond face, and tell her just tenderly how I died, and where is my resting place. Oh, you'll find if... Oh, I'll do your bid, and comrade mine, that's the way right back, you see, but if you ride back and I do not, you must do just as much for me. Now if you ride back and I do not, you must do as much for me. I've a mother at home, can't hear the news. Pray write to her tenderly. She is praying at home like a watching saint, and her fair face white with woe, it will break her heart. When I am gone, I will see her soon, I know. Oh, one after another, all those she loved, she had parted with husband and sons, and I was the last when my country called. She kissed me and sent me on. Oh, just in the order was given to charge. Hand in sleedy hand clasped hand, and Lee answered him, and on Lee rode those two devoted men. Oh, he rode till he came to the crest of the hill, where the rebel shot and shell poured rifles there in the tiding ranks, and he hailed them as they fell. And amongst the dead that was left behind was a boy with the curly hair and the dark-steered man that rode by his side, lay dying beside him there. Now there was no one to write to that blue-eyed girl the fond words her lover had said, and the mother at home couldn't hear the news that her darling boy was dead. Or he never will know the last fond words that was said to suit her pain, until he crosses the river of death and stands by her side.